أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتاب الحكيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ And do not incline to those who are unjust, lest the fire touch you. And you have no guardians besides Allah, then you shall not be helped. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are talking about helping the oppressors is a major sin. Imam Musa ibn Jafar alayhi salam says, to participate in the activities of the oppressors and to endeavor to achieve their evil objectives and to help them is equal to infidelity and to knowingly lean towards them is a greater sin and deserves hell. Helping an oppressor in any way whatsoever is haram. For example, to hand over a cane to someone so that he can beat an innocent person or to help in any way to imprison him or kill him. There is no difference between the actual oppressor and the one who helps him. Both are equally responsible for the act of injustice. It is possible that if there is no one to help the oppressor, he may not be able to oppress. If even a slight inclination towards unjust people is prompted, then how can helping them be permitted? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ Do not cooperate in sin and aggression. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, When Qiyamah occurs, an announcer will call, Where are the unjust, the helpers of unjust, and those like the unjust? So much so that even if one has procured merely pen and ink for the oppressor to write the order of oppression, all these people would be bundled up in a cage of iron and thrown into hell. Messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, says, if a person even hangs up a cane for the tyrant king so that he can beat the oppressed one, Allah will change that cane into a snake 70,000 yards long and place it in the hellfire to torment him. Even praising is not allowed. The Prophet Islam has said, if one praises a tyrant king or shows humility due to greed of his rewards, then he will be in hell with him. We must not accept any honor from oppressors. The most common way of helping the oppressor is to accept some post or position from them, especially if that post is a cause for any type of oppression. For example, the post of maintaining law and order. If a person assumes such an assignment from the oppressors and as a result unleashes oppression on innocent people, such an appointment and such an acceptance of the post is a greater sin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, do not help the oppressors in the construction of masjid. And he also says, it is incumbent upon Allah to raise you on the day of Qiyamah with the same group from which you derive benefits in this world. Oppressing and helping someone in oppression is one and the same. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the oppressor, the one who helps, an oppressor and the one who is satisfied with it are all partners in oppression. Preventing oppression is necessary and wajib. If a Muslim sees an oppressor trying to oppress someone, and if he is in a position to prevent him, it is obligatory on him to do so. The Messenger of Allah says, help your Muslim brother, whether he is an oppressor or the oppressed one. The people ask, O Messenger of Allah, we shall help the oppressed ones. But how is it possible to help the oppressor? He replied, hold both the hands of the oppressor so that he cannot oppress. If you do it, it is as if you have helped him, and such an action is a help to your brother in faith. So brothers and sisters in Islam, it is wajib to help the oppressed one, not the oppressor. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.